Coast Radio Newswatch. The truth verified.
The Disaster Management Centre for Eteguini Municipality says it's fully prepared for the festive season and the hot summer months ahead. Reporters have been given a tour of the centre in the Durban CBD. Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks was there today for a first-hand look at the team's daily operations and emergency response systems.
We began at the Joint Operations Centre, the nerve centre that springs into action when a high-level weather warning is issued. Here, officials from various departments gather to coordinate and plan an appropriate response. We then move to the CCTV monitoring room, the eyes in the sky. Every wall is covered with TV screens, each displaying live footage from across Durban streets. A dedicated team watches these feet around the clock. Whenever they spot an accident, robbery or any other emergency, they immediately alert the police or relevant municipal departments to dispatch assistance. Currently, over 400 cameras are keeping watch over the city. Some are not operational, but the municipality says repairs are underway to ensure full coverage soon. Strategic manager Jotham Komalo says the team is ready for anything, from extreme weather to major events.
Not only for the disaster incidents, but also preparing for the hot summer season so that when people come to our beaches, they are safe.
The summer contingency plan was officially implemented yesterday. Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio Newswatch, Durban.
Police have arrested a man believed to be the cousin of a woman who was murdered in Gwamashu, north of Durban. The woman's burnt body was found inside a house yesterday in the cache section after the property was set alight. KZN SAPS spokesperson Robert Nechiwunda says officers made the discovery while firefighters were extinguishing the blaze. He says investigations led them to the suspect, who was last seen leaving the burning house.
The motive of the killing is unknown at this stage. I thought it would appear in court soon.
And Deputy President Paul Mashatile has called for young people to be included in shaping policies that affect them. Speaking at a youth investment in Daba in Johannesburg, Mashatile says young people deserve a seat at the table in workplaces, civic spaces and public and private sectors. He stressed that addressing unemployment, poor education access and inequality requires collaboration between government, business and communities.
We must also be worried about the skills mismatch between education and employment. We make sure that they undertake courses that will make them employable. These statistics should prompt us to develop skills that meet the needs of the South African economy.
And abroad, the United Nations has urged America to halt strikes on vessels in the Caribbean and Eastern Pacific allegedly carrying drug traffickers. U.S. strikes in the region in recent weeks have killed at least 62 people on boats that Washington claims were ferrying drugs. Family members and victims' governments have said some of them were fishermen. In a statement, UN Rights Chief Volker Turk says there's no justification in international law for the strikes. He's urged the U.S. to take the necessary measures to prevent the extrajudicial killing of people aboard the boats. The top story this hour, Eteguini Municipality's Disaster Management Centre says it's fully prepared for the festive season and the hot summer months ahead. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanye.